Examine yourselves.
Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? 2 Corinthians 13:5. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. 2 Peter 1:10. Every pastor should ask his congregation, was there ever a time in your life when you knew absolutely that God was working in you, helping you to overcome sin? Have you ever experienced the workings of the Holy Spirit? Have you ever known righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost? Romans 14:17. Have you enjoyed the Holy Spirit in your heart, crying, Abba Father? Galatians 4:6. Have you ever enjoyed crying, Abba Father, because of that same Spirit? Romans 8:15. If not, I wonder if you are saved. Most pastors don't want to question the salvation of their flock, preferring to teach them how to think and act like Christians. But heathen don't have the Holy Spirit in them. As Finney said, when people talk about conversion as a progressive work, they show that they know just as much about regeneration or conversion as Nicodemus did. They know nothing about what they should know, and are no better able to advise awakened sinners than Nicodemus was. We need to identify those who are not Christian, and show them the way of salvation, see Appendices C through F. When church people get saved, they usually have a testimony that includes the following.
A call to action.
I don't want to be overly dramatic, but burning in hell for all eternity is the one subject that shouldn't be taken lightly. Forgive me if I offend with what I'm about to say. When the world first learned of the systematic destruction of Jews in the 1940s, there were three responses that said a great deal about the way man rationalizes inactivity when faced with unthinkable reality. The first response was, I don't believe it, and the people did nothing. The second response was, I can't do anything about it, and the people did nothing. A third response was perhaps the most hideous. Some theologians taught it was rebellion against God to resist Hitler. As horrible as the Holocaust was, it pales in comparison to the possibility that 100 million Americans think they're going to heaven because they repeated a salvation prayer. But because we can't hear screams and smell burning flesh, we're tempted to leave well enough alone. After all, most 20th century ministers adopted Billy Sunday's methods and theology, so who are we to rock the boat? How could they all be wrong? And besides, God wouldn't let us stray so far from the truth. This was the way many Catholic priests rationalized doing nothing when confronted with Luther's 95 Theses. Surely the Pope and almost all theologians couldn't be wrong. These people love God after all. They've given their lives to His service. God wouldn't allow such a deception.
A Reformation.
Evangelical Christianity is facing its biggest challenge since the 4th century. Most Protestants call the time from Constantine to Luther the Dark Ages, because saving faith was not taught correctly. America has entered its own dark age. It's time for another Reformation,